My name is Chandrika Narayanan Mohan, and this is a poem called You City, You Boyfriend. Seated awkwardly on a wooden box, we're on the last of my cigarettes, my fifth in 2 hours. He talks and talks and talks, and my replies are only punctuation for his next sentence. Across from a grey slab tower, the city smirks, raises an eyebrow as if to say, you know I'm so much better than him. And you're right. Because when we converse through the choke of soft air, we exhale each other in whispers on a walk home where a smile has broken my face from the realization that yes, you are better than him. You are better than all of them because you push up through my thin soles and I feel every pebble when I'm treading across your tar bum skin and I feel embedded in you. You city, you boyfriend, you dusty hug. And when I tell you that you're beautiful, you blush across the canal, even though you already know that grey glamour suits you and you don't need to be told. I wear you like an arm across my shoulder. And when the wind pushes my hair back, I don't need an errant hand across a cafe table to push it aside. Like me, you play your cards close to your chest. But when we mourn, we crack and the rain pummels onto the pavements and across a million cheap umbrellas. So take me in and make me yours, because I've already let the pollen in my pores anoint me to an orchestra of rustling leaves and seagull's song, and one day I will take thee to be my lawful wedded home, and I shall wear a dress of summer fog and a ring of past lives, and you will smile and shrug, and in your humid indifference I will vow to love you anyway, because I'm a hopeless romantic, and you're a city that keeps its own name. This poem was published in Writing Home, The New Irish Poets by Daedalus Press. It's an anthology of poems by migrant writers. Over 50 of us are included in the anthology, and it was pretty much the first time I'd been published in a sort of proper literary publication. So it was really special and really exciting. And the poem very much is about finding a home. I actually wrote it inspired by a very boring conversation with an ex-boyfriend where I was literally sitting outside a bar and he just kept talking about himself. And I was just thinking, God, like, you know, you get so much more out of a city sometimes than you do out of relationships. And then I think I just went home and I wrote this, and it's become one of my favorite poems to perform. And it's just, I really enjoy doing it. For me, because I'm the daughter of a diplomat, I've moved around the world a lot. I don't really know what home means. My national identity is very much a mix of places. I don't have one singular anchor. So You City, You Boyfriend is my love letter to Dublin, because that's how I feel anchored in a place, is, I guess, falling in love with the city and being able to talk about that and articulate that and, yeah, probably romanticize it as well. And I feel that maybe for a lot of people, marrying a person is the big priority in their life. But for me, it's marrying a country. It's getting citizenship and feeling that sense of stability and knowing that I belong where I am. That's what that would give me more than any other individual person ever could. And that's pretty much what this poem's about.